Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Thursday's headlines.
On this vote, the yeas are 328, the nays are 93, two-thirds being in the affirmative. The bill is passed.
The House has approved by that vote a bill slapping a 90% tax on executive bonuses at AIG and other bailed-out companies receiving taxpayer assistance. Some lawmakers have questioned whether the plan is constitutional. The measure would affect companies getting more than $5 billion in taxpayer bailouts. New York Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney says this legislation sends an important message.
The bill we consider now sends a message that cannot be mistaken. The game is finished. The casino is closed.
One thing that was not in short supply on the House floor on Thursday was blame, with many members on both sides of the aisle blaming AIG and other Wall Street firms for not getting the message about what's responsible for this economic crisis. Others say the blame ought to be political. Included on that list, House Republican leader John Boehner.
This political circus is not getting to the bottom of the questions of who knew what and when did they know it.
But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the real blame belongs with the Bush administration.
We are right now sweeping up after them. We are sweeping up after them. The question is, why were there even bonuses in the first place?
But that argument was ringing hollow, at least for Republican Indiana Congressman Mike Pence.
The Democrat plan to enact a 90% tax on AIG employees is just a cynical attempt to divert attention away from the truth that Democrats in Congress and this administration made these bonus payments possible.
Blame towards the administration, and in particular, the Treasury Secretary, was the focus of Georgia Congressman Tom Price.
Geithner orchestrated AIG, and a political economy is the last place we need to be. Freedom in the marketplace is where we need to be.
Meanwhile, the New York State Attorney General is taking American International Group to court, or at least he threatened to earlier today, if the company continued to refuse to reveal the names of employees who received million-dollar bonuses. Andrew Cuomo says if AIG hadn't surrendered the list of names by the close of business today, he'll haul the firm into state court. AIG bit on that threat and finally released the names of those who received the bonuses. In other news, President Obama spending the full day in California. He's headed to a visit to The Tonight Show with Jay Leno later this evening. But today, a couple of different events, one of which was on energy reform, pushing his budget plan, calling for a cap-and-trade system, and severe investments in alternative sources of energy. The president may have raised a few eyebrows in the private sector by saying the greatest discoveries do not necessarily come from genius, but a push from the government.
Our greatest discoveries are born not in a flash of brilliance, but in the crucible of a deliberate effort over time. And often they take something more than imagination and dedication alone. Often they take an investment and a commitment from government.
The president says he wants to focus on a future of alternative energy in this country. In fact, he said he wants America off of oil and natural gas within a decade, but he does say alternative energy does have its problems.
I know it's not easy. There are days, I'm sure, when progress seems fleeting and days when it feels like you're making no progress at all.
In other news, stocks faltering today on investor concerns about the Federal Reserve's plan to pump another $1.1 trillion into the financial system. The Dow closed 86 points lower on Thursday at 7401. The S&P 500 lost 10 points to end the session at 784. The Nasdaq down 8 points to 1483. Oil prices closed $3.47 higher at $51.61 per barrel. Congressional members on Thursday addressing the increase of suicides within the armed forces. During a hearing of the Senate Armed Services Committee, Texas Senator John Cornyn asked military leaders what should be done to combat the problem.
Is this something you think we need to try to do a better job of identifying on the front end when someone is recruited into the military? Is this something we need to do a better job of once they return from deployments, let's say abroad in Afghanistan and Iraq?
Senator Cornyn said the U.S. must determine the relationship between stresses of combat and the increase in armed services suicides. Patrick Walsh is the Vice Chief of Naval Operations and an admiral. He says the challenge is that military members must be comfortable actually coming forward and asking for help, and so the armed forces needs to do a better job of making sure that our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines are actually mentally healthy.
I'm going to get one set of answers if I survey the member, but if I survey the family, I'm going to get a different set of answers. And that, to me, is the way we go out proactively and go looking for these problems before they present themselves to us.
A major decision on the death penalty in New Mexico on Thursday. Reporter Kate Moody has more.
New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson has supported capital punishment throughout his political career. But he said he decided to approve legislation banning the death penalty because of flaws in how the punishment is applied. The new law, which had been approved by state lawmakers earlier this month, replaces lethal injection with a sentence of life in prison without the possibility of parole. Rights activists have welcomed the move, saying it's a step towards eradicating capital punishment across the country. But local district attorneys and law enforcement groups opposed it and cited capital punishment as a useful tool in prosecutions, as well as deterring violence against police officers, jailers, and prison guards. Kate Moody, Washington.
Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, our Thursday visit with John Gizzi. We'll also find out what Acorn really did during the 2008 campaign that clearly violated the law. And when we come back, California Congressman Dana Rohrabacher on immigration. Stay tuned.